I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million
we rock. We jump to the beat till the beat don't stop. Radio Redux. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Radio Redux live on Sigsonic Radio. I'm your host, R-James UK. And joining me once again in the background, who you won't be able to hear for the majority of the show, apart from the occasional what or something, is Echo Hawk.
Hey.
Yeah, I think you heard that. She's currently sitting on the bed with an ironing board in front of her and is currently working on the next piece of the massive SOS Sonic Rex comic, which will be done, or it won't. But the answer is that it should be. Anyway, you're listening to two pieces of music with a slightly truncated opening. We had Johnny Cash with with The Man Comes Around. From The Man Comes Around, he had Hurt. In honour of Dreadnux, who was injured and therefore couldn't do the Sonic Hour. Obviously, we wish him well. But at the same time, we laugh, mainly due to the fact that he pretty much was bang on with what we said would happen, in that there'd be like two shows over the Sonic Hour, and then there'd just be this random mysterious gap. Tune in next week and see if the Sonic Hour does indeed return, or if it disappears then for another 4 weeks. Anyway, things are as normal on here, apart from the somewhat reduced time, which is slightly unfortunate. So there's only going to be another, 35 minutes of show. So we'll probably have to nip through stuff pretty damn quickly. A big hello to everyone who is listening in, and who is listening in also in the chat room. Who is in reverse order? Underscore Spondy, the DJ. VJ, who is eating. Have you seen his new version of Emerald Coast, by the way? It's very nice. Erfart, Trips, who presumably married Dreadnux's sister and is now one of the main people in charge of the Sonic community. Tiki, T-Bird, with a U. Bird. I do wonder if he has heard the word, though.
Bird.
Do you think that he has heard the word?
No.
You don't think that he has heard the word?
Nope.
But everyone knows about the word.
Nope.
Well, he is the bird.
Nope.
Does everyone know about the bird? STX. Staff. Spinball. Wizard. Sonux. Sonic AD. Shadow Fox 04. Jay Drinktail Fox Minus, who, if he meets his twin brother, will become Plus. Mina Kitsune, Jake Chameleon, who is away. But is he, though, if he's a chameleon? You know, he could be, like, just still there in the background, just camouflaged. So, if you feel there's something watching you and there's a wall, you know, just get a ruler or a pen or something, just poke it. Because it might be Jake Chameleon in disguise. Gavi, D'Artagnan, AUK is an SSR, Rokan, MK, Birdie, Joshua, and Chambot, who owns your soul, and will sell it on eBay for less than its retail price. Happy birthday to eBay, by the way, which is 10 years old, I believe, this week. Man, how time flies on the internet. Which you can celebrate by buying this brand new Flying Clark. Available through PayPal. STK says the word is the bird you heard. Yes, in fact I said. Did I not? Yes, emeraldcoast.co.uk. It's very good. So good that I've plugged it several times already now. And now I've actually seen it. There we go. Which, by the look of things, includes generic, my goodness me, it's almost as if a random element that was on SW has magically been transferred. I'm guessing that changes. Yep. Oh my goodness. It's almost as if he's taken the idea of the rotating song lyric nonsense. Well. Winding up Sonic Rex since 2005. Some sort of retaliation is required on that, I think. Yeah. Looking nicer though. And why is Sonic Rex near the bottom of your bloody affiliates, you bastard? Why is the fake Sonic City from Sonic Strikenet above me? Why is Shadow Flash above me, for God's sake? Oh, I don't know. And you can't say it's alphabetical order, because freaking Sonic City is ahead of Shadow Flash. At least X-Bomber the Game isn't above me, let's put it that way. Anyway. Alright. I'm here again. Hello. And it's time to go through the questions. Yep, we're going to hit the questions pretty much straight away. For the sole reason that I don't know. We have time. We never seem to have time anymore. Which I blame on Sven, frankly. Well, there we go. Oops, I've accidentally... Why doesn't that work? Huh, that's interesting. Hang on, forum. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Forum. Crazy. Right, so questions and answers, answers and questions, some Q&A UK and Becky Echo Hawk in the background.
The first name.
Echo is your first name.
That's right.
Echo Dylan. Jacob says, how easily annoyed do you get an Xbox Live? Not nearly as much as Turbo and Vija do, is the answer. It's very easy. All you have to do is go on Xbox Live and be called Strasser, and then I'll just magically be annoyed. It's great. Jacob also asks, do you want to be a gangster? I want to be the very best gangster, like no one ever was. To shoot them is my success. To annihilate their whole family is my cause. I will travel across Italy, searching far and wide.
I'm sorry, I'm allergic to bullshit.
Dang, that must be awful trouble for you then. No wonder that comic stuff isn't done half the time. You're sneezing all the peg, you're sneezing all the beads off all the time, and you're telling me that you're doing stuff.
Right.
Ashley, you see, you're making good progress. She's making good progress, kids. I'm making her laugh. That's a bad thing, apparently.
You try doing delicate things while you're laughing.
Question 3-4, have you ever shot a gun, and have you shot it at a person, not on purpose, of course?
I think we answered that one, or I answered it.
You may have done. I don't know.
Have you ever shot a gun?
What, an actual gun?
Yes.
Can't say I have, actually.
Probably not. This isn't really a gun country, it's more of a knife country.
We much prefer the honourable thing of just stabbing you with a piece of sharpened metal.
This is an old debate, like, you know, it takes more of a heart to actually stab somebody and, like, go through the...
We're a lot harder. We don't use guns, we just manually insert bullets.
Right. But
just randomly go up someone and just go BOOM!
You don't push a button, you really actually do go out of your way to. Shink shink. So, that's all I'm gonna
What is your favourite game at Sage Expo? I actually stay away from Sage, normally, for the very good reason. It's almost as like, it's probably a good thing that I don't know what goes on at Sage in a way. I know that sounds a bit weird, but there's this sort of grey area with the fan games and stuff, and legality, and I think the less I know about them, the better. I'll defend you if need be, and actually I have done over the last couple of weeks. one reason or another. But yeah, it's just a case of, I don't know. Sage never really interested me. I don't know why, and that's nothing against the people who run Sage, but just nothing on the team. I'm personally that interested in. Nice to see that Sage is still going though. Obviously, is this 14th Sage this week, last week? So congratulations to you guys. And you didn't look in on Sage?
Nope.
Did you? No, I didn't think you would. To both of us, from Jacob, my brother asks, what would you do if you had a third nipple?
I'd wonder where it was, personally. That'd probably be my first.
I'd take it for walks in the park.
Oh, really? Would you name it?
Well, if you had three nipples, it would be much easier, because you can name them after the Three Stooges.
Oh, I see how you work.
The third one would be Mo.
Right. I don't want to think about that for too long. I don't know why.
If you had a third nipple? If you had a third nipple, you'd be the woman from Total Recall, which would be awesome.
Oh, that's not awesome. That's so not awesome.
I'd have to buy a whole array of new bras with free cups. It'd be terrible.
No.
What are you trying to do, Jacob? Cripple me financially. Question 7. Are you both getting worried about AUK's well-being and health?
What?
Question 7. Are you both getting worried about AUK's well-being and health?
I don't know. Are you worried about your own health?
Yes. That's the care I get, folks. Are you worried about AUK's well-being and health?
Yeah.
No.
You're fine. Quit acting. It's more in your head. You're letting yourself bring yourself down, man.
Ask that in a week, Jacob, I would say. I think this is pretty nice, bearing in mind we were going through a certain ceremony earlier.
What?
About how it's...
How
you'll be taking on, and you will be caring for, etc.
I already deal with that. Oh my gosh.
Yes. When you look on the Radio Redux page for this show, it's actually called the Vicar's Show. That's because we've met two vicars today, and we were lucky. We almost met a third, I think. Owing to Echo's. Almost an off-world, off-country status.
Yeah, you might call it that.
Owing to your off-world status, you have been denied owing to blood privileges. Basically, we had to go. Normally, when you get married in a church, there's sort of bands are read, which is certainly a Christian church and a Church of England church, which of course is going to have to be. The case in our regard, bands are read, which is basically the church is going on at is like at the end of, so it's like 3 weeks, I think it is. Then you basically go, this person and this person are getting married on this date. Does anyone have any problem with that? And if someone does have a problem with it, like, yes, they are married. Yes, they're my sister.
They have a cue for you people.
Yeah, yes, they're my sister. No, he's a dog, and she's a parrot, you know, and any of these things that might disprove, but that's not the case with this one, because of the way it had to go off to Chichester and do all sorts of things, and I had to swear on the Bible, swear an affidavit on the Bible, which was rather unfortunate, because a small mistake was made, and we actually did it 6 days too early, so the whole reason we were down south, really, was to so I could spare the entire thing again. It's just me. It's not Becky wasn't even needed for it. No. But we did go through the actual actual service as well, which is going to happen on October the something. And it was all good. It's all good. I'm not telling them when.
Aww.
No, seriously, privacy matter.
Oh,
and,
yeah. For the love of. Yes, they've got all of England to search for one church having that particular
thing. They might do. Oh, that's not something I'd particularly... You never know. Some of these guys are freaking crazy.
I love crazy.
Oh, you love crazy. You wait till your Summer of Sonic, sweetheart. You'll have plenty.
Woo-hoo!
Anyway. So that's why it's called the... I think there was a Christmas and Halloween in the UK, T-Bird says. Trips like Sage. I like onions personally, they're much better. Lily Allen supposedly has a third nipple. That's probably where all her talents are going. Jake Communion's back and everyone's crazy. Vija's gone out to Vija says they were in alphabetical order, in which case and he realizes oh whoops and goes to fix.
Good job, buddy.
Vija operates on this beta alpha.
Poor guy. He worked hard.
He works very hard.
But he still fails.
Doesn't fail.
Yeah.
He does not fail. I'm gonna check the new Emerald Coast Alexa ranking just to see. And it's gone. It's improved. It's improved, sir! You are approaching slowly, but you are at least approaching the million barrier. Whereas I'm now under 300,000. Which is getting a bit crazy. Anyway, next up. Do you recall the number of times you've been asked to read fan fictions, asked Joiner of Sonic fans? And the answer is too many. It's very simple. It's every single week we've had the show so far this season. So this will be like the 21st episode. So that'll be 21 times that I've been asked to read fan fictions. Unless, of course, I'm not asked one in this particular show. Joyner also asks, we know what the chicken was trying to accomplish in crossing the road, but what convinced him/her to do so? It's a chicken, so it would necessarily be a her.
Fine. I eat chickens.
Well, this makes no sense, really, because it's like, what was the chicken trying to accomplish? We know what the chicken was trying to accomplish in crossing the road. Okay, so it was trying to get to the other side.
Right.
What convinced him/her to do so? Internal knowledge and decision making owing to the fact that it needed to be over the other side of the road, therefore it went over the other side of the road. That makes no sense!
They're trying to break you, sir.
They're trying to break me, huh?
Yep.
Not doing very well. It's raining and you have only two items on hand, a bulletproof vest and an umbrella sculpted from ice. Which one? Which one what?
Which one would you utilize to shield yourself from the rain? Probably not the ice, for some odd, obvious reason.
It depends. It depends how cold it is when it's raining.
It depends. Sage words.
I just, stay indoors. A lot easier. Rain does not get in that way, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Go through darknesses. It's 21. Although technically I suppose it's not 21 because it's being asked to you this time. Darkness the Hedgehog asks, have you ever thought of going to Vegas?
Yes.
Echo certainly has, but you won't be able to hear her because she's quiet in the background.
Thanks.
Hang on a minute. There we go. Speak.
Yes, of course I've thought about it. I've thought about it since I was like 16 and my grandmother promised we would go, but instead she's helping me getting married.
A good decision. She doesn't look too impressed. She She's not particularly confident. She'd much rather go and lose a kidney and all her money on the slots instead of, you know, marrying me. But hey. Yes.
Yes.
Well, not sure they do anymore, actually. Did you, Echo, do you like my Darkness fanfic? No, post the bloody link, so I'm not sure where we're supposed to find it out.
I've not seen it yet, no.
Not seen it yet? Post a link! Or PM Echo the link.
Yeah, that'll get my attention. If you PM me, you're guaranteed a response if it's intelligible and has words.
I hope you heard that. Would you like it if I made you guys a Darkness and Shadow getting married pick for you guys? Wouldn't it be more... I don't quite know how it's relevant to us.
Mm-hmm. I think she just wants an excuse to do one.
Yeah, you just want an excuse to do one, darling. Let's just do it. I'm doing it to ask our permission. Who's your favourite... I thought this was actually wrong, first of all. It was written wrong, but then I've realised what she means.
What?
Who's your favourite M&M character? Now, I thought what that meant was, what was your favourite M&M colour? But, of course, it's the M&M adverts. The peanut, chocolate... The blue one. The talking M&M's. Which one's your favourite?
It's the really green one.
It's the green one. What's the green one again?
The green one's the chick, dude. You know when she goes on stage.
I thought the blue one was the chick.
No. Trust me, it's the green one. You look up M&M's. The green one is the chick, and she makes everybody melt, and it's kind of awesome.
The chocolate one, because it's the only one I can eat.
I don't think they have a brown.
The red ones. The red one's the chocolate one. The red's chocolate, the yellow's peanut.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. So you'd like the red one. The green one doesn't really... I think she is chocolate as well. The orange is the crunch. I'm trying to
crumble. AK, did you know that Sega owns a game arcade called GameWorks?
No!
No!
You're kidding.
I've already been to America... twice last year and went to the GameWorks in Cincy twice, from which I now have some stickers, a shot glass, and a baseball cap from GameWorks.
But you're not supposed to drink from the shot glass.
No, it's not. You're not supposed to consume the paint on it.
Oh, consume the paint.
Consuming the paint on it will result in cancer.
That probably makes
apparently according to the warning label. You're like, do not eat. Yeah, do not consume from this glass, but it's like actually means the paint.
I give it that.
Which would be worse, running from a stampede or running from my bro when someone took his Mario game?
I'd probably go with the stampede. That's
the stampede. Well, it depends. A stampede of what? If it's a stampede of ducks, I'm not going to be particularly impressed.
I'd be impressed if there was a stampede of ducks at all.
Oh my god, it's a...
Those ones are pissed ducks.
It's a mallard vanch.
That would be great.
I'm going to say it could be a stampede of stamps. Runaway stamp collectors.
That's...
it's a stampede. You got to get last shoe up them ducks.
Now you're back to the ducks again.
Yeah, why not? Now we're mining this area for 35 years. Why have you suddenly turned into a cat? I'm going to say an avalanche of ducks is worse than the stampede of cattle or your brother. An avalanche of ducks is, quite frankly, the most scary thing in the world.
45.
Teleku, who is an awesome new avatar on the Eon forum, just got to say that. These are all for Echo, since I missed asking at least 7 questions when she did it. Why is it that everyone insists they have to do 7 questions now?
I don't know. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'll need to come over here, I'm afraid, because these are all for you.
That's alright, I'll
just
take a
break. Yeah. Come on in.
What?
You got your drink there.
I'm good.
Yeah, sit. There we go.
Nice, I strangled.
There we go. I've heard that Hideo Kojima, creator of Metal Gear, is working on new Castlevania. Did you know that?
I do believe I did hear something like that.
He's indeed. There was a teasery site. I can't remember what it's called now, the new Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
It's something. It'll be 30% movies, 30% cutscenes, 30% stealth, And,
you're losing percentages now.
No, I was gonna say 5% credits.
Uh-huh.
And then 5% tutorial.
Oh.
Is what I was gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know? Because Taliku speaks like this. Did you know that Illinois is celebrating Lincoln's bicennial?
Of course I know that. But the thing is, he was actually born in Kentucky, so you just got schooled.
Blake Droko says, can I instigate that anyone doing 7 questions apart from DC will have 3 taken away randomly?
Wait, that's not the person who even started the 7 questions.
Yes, but no, but we officially handed it over to DC,
oh,
so
we did?
Could.
Oh.
DC is the new...
I don't think it matters.
Magnificent 7 person.
Maybe they could just think of just 7 questions, and it's a coincidence.
Maybe they could think of, you know, less than 7 questions that are then good.
I give up.
And you've got orange on your lip as well, silly.
Sorry.
Do you know that Nintendo America released an arcade game in 1984 called Arm Wrestling?
Yep.
To describe it, think Punch-Out, but with more sitting and less boxing. Oh yeah, and...
Yep.
Old Bullet Disguise and Mask X.
That's it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, I don't know if that's a spoiler, but hey. Mm. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know about that.
Mm. Who? Question 4. Oh, the magnificent Taliku. Who would win in this case? Carmilla, lesbian vampires, or Zero Suit Samus?
Samus.
Would you wear a Zero Suit a la Metroid Prime 2?
Yes.
Is that a promise?
What promise? I already said that cosplay is ready, Sheena. What are you going on about now?
Which would be yours? Question 6. Zweihander. That's a two-handed sword for those of you who aren't actually aware. Think Cloud Strife's Buster Sword. Or Ball and Chain.
I'd probably use the big-ass sword.
Mm.
Just cause.
You get to be the Ball and Chain in a few months.
Nice. I like what you did there. Really. So such quality.
Question 7. Have you noticed that in several occasions in the Zelda series, Link, at about 75% of the time, a farmer, before he sets out on his quest?
Yep.
Recording examples include the original Legend of Zelda manga. Okay, so he was a gardener in that case. The Oracle series mangas. The Link to the Past / Small Sword manga, and of course Twilight Princess.
That is a common thing for him, but I don't think it's a majority.
No, it's I think it's more of a. He's a common man.
Right.
So he's.
Or a son of a common man.
So, yeah, and in most cases, you know, in the kingdom, so that's gonna be a farmer.
Yep.
I mean, he was hardly a farmer in Ocarina of Time, was he?
Mm-mm.
On Majora's Mask.
Nope. Or
in Wind Waker.
Otherwise he was a terrible farmer. Wasn't a very good one. But anyway.
Oh wait, is this a new one?
No, that's the previous one.
Oh.
Silly.
Is that number 4? Number 3.
I guess you could count it as number 4. I'm still working on Purple Flower.
Oh, right. Sorry.
It's alright.
I'm getting a bit confused now with that.
Okay.
Taliku.
Whoops.
Mario dude, here we go. Question 1. Have you seen Eminem's World at Las Vegas? No, because not been to Las Vegas, either of us.
Nope.
Have you seen Super Mario Bros. the live action movie yet? Yes?
Oh, wait. The live action
movie? The movie, yeah.
Oh, I saw that ages ago.
With Bob Hoskins and Rock Guy.
That was weird.
Can you just play a Mario song for me?
No!
No, we can do that.
No, you're not playing the Heathen's music.
We can go out with something Mario related.
Yeah.
It's a great example of stupendous stuff. Dear Mario, we're gonna go out just for you with Ambassadors of Funk featuring MC Mario of Super Mario Land. Have you seen Mario Power Tennis at Walmart yet? We're not in America. There's no Walmarts here.
Nope, there's only Asda.
Have you played Sonic Unleashed yet?
No!
You want to do 06 first and go on to Unleashed, don't you?
No, I don't. I want to play Unleashed first because you get to be all rude.
Then why don't you?
Because it's in the package and you said you didn't want me
no,
to.
No, there's a disc there. There's a loose disc.
There is?
Yes, there's
Oh my god, I'm going to go play it!
Such a fail.
Yeah. I didn't know you didn't tell me. You're like, oh.
Well, there's a disc there that says Microsoft on it and then says Sonic Unleashed. Well, there should
be. That's deceptive! If it says Microsoft, I immediately like.
I actually own one of the submission discs. It was actually given to Microsoft. Said, hey, this is your disc.
Yay.
See if you approve the game. I actually own one of those.
Yay.
Have you been to GameStop? Yes.
Yeah.
Have you played Mario Kart Super Cricket?
What the smeg is that?
I think it's like made up.
That sounds.
And because Mario Dude's a Mario fan, he's done 8 questions. Did you buy any Mario games? No.
I don't think
I've bought a Mario game my entire life.
You never have? Oh my god, that is a little scary. I had a few, but I didn't really enjoy them that much, except for like the really like, what was it? Super Mario World was bitchy.
Blue Blur 95 wins, because he's just done one question. What is your favourite track from Bentley Jones' album Translation? Mine's Depend On You, Depend On Me.
Mine is impronounceable. It's not.
What is it?
I don't actually know the Japanese for it. I think it's one of the tracks.
Hang on, let me just get up trends for you. There we go, so you can have a look at.
No.
Alright. Which one is it? Whoops.
Too loud.
Well, it's not Fun Light.
I think it's that one. No, wait. Turn it down. No. Next one. No, that's definitely it. That's with the ups. I don't know what the ups is, but that's it. Yeah.
That's that. Mm-hmm. That one.
Yep.
That was Kieran Jojo. That's funny. We were talking about that song the other day.
Who was?
Me and Lee. We were talking about that the other day.
Okay.
So, Mark Lee, my one's Depend On You, Depend On Me, which I think is fantastic. There we go. We got any more stuff? Vidra's apparently dyslexic, so there. He's
dyslexic does not excuse alphabetical insecurity.
Oh, that's a fantastic quote. Dyslexic does not spell alphabetic insecurity. Actually, he's proved himself wrong because he spelled dyslexic right.
Exactly.
So he's failed at that. Trips asks what the heck is AEK on about. I don't know.
I don't know either half the time, so. Sorry.
Trips doesn't think I'm funny. Trips doesn't like me anymore, apparently.
Oh well.
He says he's dyslexic spell check capabilities.
That doesn't even make sense.
Alright. It's time to go, because I've started to upset people apparently. Yeah, new rule, less than 7 from now on.
Less than 7 or more than 7, but not 7. That's my rule. We'll see who prevails in the end. Whose rule is greater?
Yeah, something like that. Alright, time to go. Go off and watch Top Gear. But listen to Ambassador Funk featuring MC Mario with Super Mario Land first off. I've been Archon GK, this has been Radio Redux Live. She's been Echo Hawk in the background somewhere.
Thanks. Really.
Okay, I'll just edit this bit out. I've been Archon GK, this has been Radio Redux Live. And we'll see you next week. There's nothing going on next week, is there?
Nope.
No, we'll be back next week with more.
Reliably next week with more.
Yeah, reliably. We'll be here next week.
Most reliable
radio show. It's very noticeable that the Sonic Rex stuff's the stuff that's always there. Mm. You know, we're just saying, the site's always there. The show's always there.
Great.
But we'll see you next week. Actually, I'm going to also leave you... I'll never actually explained what the track was at the beginning. I've just realised. And it was actually Chip of the Iceberg by Dark Sword from the OC Project Recapitated Remix, because I've actually been talking to Dark Sword on Twitter, because OCR was just didn't get that I didn't realise that Recapitated was April Fool joke. But so I was just teasing OCR, basically saying, you've not listed Recapitated as an actual album project, so they're like, are you ashamed of it? Stuff like that. So that was in Dark Sword Honor. I played his track from that because he was desperately trying to. He honestly thought that I didn't realise it was an April Fool joke. One of the other things I was listening to and is going up rapidly, my top 25 is the WT40 mix of Oil Ocean by Planet Skill, which is also an OCR remix. So I'm going to have both of those to play us out. Planet Skill, and then MC Marifos, then Planet Skill. To play us out. You've got the hiccups now, which is excellent. I look forward to those. What? I was nice. Just like, oh dear, you've got the hiccups. That's a shame. Right, anyway. We'll be back next week with less hiccups. Both professionally and realistically. But we will see you next week. Bye for now. Super Mario Land.
Open the floodgates, get ready for the flow.